from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific little Tuesday. College football super segments coming up at 6:20. Crosstalk at 6:40 with the Get Right guys. Blake's already in the house. They're ready to have a great time tonight. It's time now, though, for a TD Tuesday. Here's your TD hosts, Wolchuk and Schiafalo.
We've been waiting so long for this. Months. And finally, it is here in all of its glory. It's time for our first official TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the moment we've all been waiting for. A TD Tuesday as big as it gets here in the G-Bag Nation. We start, it's a Thursday night in Kansas City, the home of the champions. Banners are coming down from the heavens, and there's old Derrick Henry, the new Raven of Baltimore, finding pay dirt, first touchdown of the year.
Give it to Henry, right side, powers his way in, touchdown Ravens! Derrick Henry, touchdown number one as a Raven, touchdown number one of the 24 season.
Oh, things went sideways for him after that, man.
They sure did. And Harbaugh's like, we didn't bring Henry in here to give him the ball 30 times a game. That's not our style. It's not what we do. He's not going to be the bell cow like he was in Tennessee. But a glorious first TD of the NFL season. We then go to Arizona, and there's few things better than a kick return for a touchdown. Turpin got one, and how about for Miami Hurricane? DJ Dallas.
This one hangs in the air. It'll make it past the 20, but it's taken on the 5-yard line by Dallas. Up the middle, 10, 20, 30, 35. Dallas to the 40. Breaks the tackle. Far side of midfield. 45, 40. Dallas 35, 30. 25, 20. Dallas to the 10, to the 5. Dives into the end zone. It's a touchdown for the Cardinals. A kickoff return for a score. And Arizona's right back in the game.
95 yards for DJ Dallas. Beautiful. That dude's been hanging on for dear life in the NFL. And now these new kickoff return rules, man, he might have even more staying power.
I think you might have got one opening kickoff for the Cowboys, though, if Wanya Thomas could have just held on that block a little bit longer.
Oof. Something to look forward to.
We'll get us one. That's for sure.
Dawson called for the guy to get two.
He's due one more then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is going to happen. I'm looking forward to it. Shout out to the Cardinals, though, man. That's a frisky bunch. I think they're going to be giving fits to a lot of people. Got to get Marvin Harrison Jr. going a little bit there.
Yeah, kind of throw him the football.
Yeah, no question, man. That's going to be a tough out.
Kind of throw him the football.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the world of college football. Big college TDs in the big house. Bennett Broaddus's Texas Longhorns storm into Michigan with Longhorn flags flying on the Ann Arbor campus, thanks to Cooper Manning. But it's the starting quarterback, Quinn Ewers, getting it done.
Second down and 8 at the Wolverine 21. Helm, the tight end, shifts in motion from left to right. Ewers from the gun has the snap. Play action looks under pressure now, has running room, but throws for the end zone. Helm caught. Touchdown, Texas. Quinn Ewers stepped up in the pocket and fired a strike down the center of the field. And the tight end Gunnar Helm has the first Longhorn score of the game.
Shout out to Craig Way.
Absolutely gorgeous. I'd love to hear Craig Way.
Great call by Craig.
Great call, but what a great throw there from Ewers.
Touch pass.
I mean, climbing up into the pocket, moving a little bit, and then ripped it.
Just got it right in there. All right, Buffalo. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
Boy, did they do it in this game on Sunday. They're down to Arizona, and then all of a sudden, here comes Josh Allen putting the Superman cape on.
Allen in the shotgun, Kincaid and Cook in the backfield on either side of him. Cook in late motion. Here's the snap. Looks to the right flat to Cook. Now steps up in the pocket, throws. Now he's going to run, and the beast has once again been released. Josh Allen with a 6-yard touchdown romp. His second rushing touchdown of the day. 4 total touchdowns from the Bills QB. Can you say MVP?
Wow.
Whoa, there's a lot going on there.
It dragged out. I was just about to give that the early leader for best call of the week here.
Wow.
In the first TD Tuesday of the season, but it got a little bit long-winded. He was handing out MVP awards in the first 4 quarters of the season.
It rhymed, though. The beast is released.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
I can appreciate that call for sure. I can also appreciate the best quarterback in football finding Mr. Xavier Always worthy for pay dirt.
Now sprints in motion to the right flat. Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open with the catch. Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
Oh, Mitch. Yeah, pretty good weekend there for the Horns. Xavier Worthy, a couple of touchdowns. Texas beats up on Michigan. KC Radio, again, crushing it.
Yeah, KC Radio. I tell you what, I was listening to the Monday night version of Kevin Harlan with that call. That was nice. Harlan called that one.
He's fantastic.
Well. Yep.
All right, let's go to the Bears, the Chicago Bears. Now, there weren't any Caleb Williams tutties to speak of yet, but his defense stepped up big time, and it was the mayonnaise man himself who was the culprit, Will Levis. A pick six variety for a TD.
Levis swallowed up, gets rid of it at the last second.
Oh, my gosh.
And it is intercepted down the sidelines to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Tyreek Stevenson for the lead in the fourth quarter. Will Levis under heat just flipped it in the air. The easiest pick six you're going to find for Tyreek Stevenson. Bears 22-17 with 7:35 to go in the game.
Now, I don't know if you heard this, but if we could, Lucia, just play the very beginning again. As soon as the pick happens, listen to the color guy in the height of pleasure.
Levis swallowed up, gets rid of it at the last second, and it is in.
He said somebody got swallowed up.
Oh, yeah. He was waiting for that one.
I mean, as bad of an interception as you could ever throw. I mean, he flipped it out there like it was some.
Like he had money on the game.
Like an option pitch that's supposed to go 2 or 3 yards.
Like he had money on the game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And then he's down on his knees and he's got his hands on his head and he's just completely.
Yes.
He's like, how did I make the dumbest possible thing I could have done there, I did it.
You and I were sitting here doing the pregame, and I saw that, and you go, there's your guy. And I'm like, yeah, there's my guy.
There he is, man, in all his glory. That's the Will Levis experience. You're up 17-0, and then the other team doesn't score a touchdown offensively, but they find a way to win and cover.
Teams that have won games that without scoring a touchdown the most all time, your Arizona Cardinals were 7 wins without scoring a touchdown.
Weird things happen in Arizona. I guess maybe that shouldn't be a surprise, but that's an amazing stat.
Weird things happen in Brazil as well.
Yeah.
Playing on an ice hockey rink, slipping and sliding 33 yards. Oh, there goes Jaden Reed.
Love in the shotgun. Wilson to his right. They stack 2 receivers left, have a wing set up on the right side. And now Love takes hands off Jaden Reed around the right end. Reed makes a turn, 30, 25, slip the defender, 15, 10, 5,
yes!
Touchdown,
yes!
Jaden Reed.
Yes! It was the Jaden Reed coming out party, though. In Sao Paulo, man. He had a hell of a game.
It was phenomenal. And first time, I mean, can you imagine you're scoring the first ever Brazilian TD of your entire life?
Goodness gracious.
I mean, you go to South America and you come home getting to tell stories about
all the BBLs.
Unbelievable, man.
Amazing.
Larry McCurran.
All right, let's go to New England. These guys probably weren't thinking they were going to get a lot of tutties, but they sure did get one in the form of Ramondre Stevenson.
Third and goal to go just outside the three. A heavy set. Three tight ends are in. Osborne motions left to right. Brissett under center. Stevenson in the back. He takes the hand up. He runs it to the right side. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Scott Zolak getting a little
Scott
excited.
Scott gets excited.
He gets excited during the game.
But 7-0, you know, all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, no, 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 please, no. Yeah. Damn you, Cincinnati.
Of Ramondre Stevenson's 120 rushing yards on Sunday, 118 of them came after contact.
After contact.
My boy had week one fresh legs, feeling fantastic. Oh. And he had that new offseason money as well.
Yeah, he did. He got paid.
Had
I guess little, maybe makes sense.
A little extra pep in his step. Back to Brazil for some Latin filthy TDs.
Jahan Dotson to the far side. Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts looping it. And it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass as he beats Isaiah McDuffie.
Who does the broadcast with the swollen tongue guy?
Oh, it's Mike Quick.
Okay. Mike was excited about that one, too.
That felt pretty good.
We've been waiting for Barkley to get in the end zone. Yeah, he did it. He did it too.
That was Brady-esque right there.
Yeah, it was. Go bleep yourselves, filthy. All right, let's go to Houston. Stephon Diggs, C.J. Stroud's new toy. Didn't have one, but two TDs.
C.J. stepping to his left, throws to the end zone, caught Diggs. Touchdown number two. It's a beauty. And the Texans are about to go up two scores again.
Sure did. And they won it. That was enough. That was enough to do it. Indianapolis was crawling back.
Got close.
Didn't do it.
Houston's got a squad, though.
They do. They're a good team.
Yes, yes. It was a divisional game. And we'll stick right there with the Colts, where Anthony Richardson is just throwing rocket launchers in Houston.
Ashton doing in motion to the right side. Play action, Richardson. Dancing in the pocket. Hurls it downfield. Crossing pattern. Caught. Colts have it. It's Doolin racing for the end zone. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. He's in. He's in. It's a 54-yard crossing pattern and a run after the catch for Ashton Doolin. Heck yeah.
That's warranted, dude. That's an badass. Unbelievable rocket shot there from Anthony Richardson, who was, I mean, probably putting, I mean, that I would guess he could throw the ball an additional 20 yards in the air.
Yeah.
When he's actually setting up and trying. I mean, he had somebody in his face. He's slipping. It was like he was in Brazil, but he was on the turf of Indianapolis.
All right, let's go to Miami, where let's see if their broadcast still sounds like it's underwater as it did all last year. Tua to Tyreek Hill, fresh off being detained. He's finding his way in the end zone for some TDs.
Play action, take Tua back to throw, wants a deep one. Downfield, he's got Tyreek. Tyreek at the 40, 35, 39, down the sideline he goes. Touchdown, Miami.
Oh, my gosh. Speed kills once again. Tyreek Hill to the house.
80 yards.
We got the little song going like, in there and everything. I mean, the audio is so damn bad for their broadcast.
So they play that song when they get in the end zone?
Yeah, they're in the air. They're on the ground. They're always in control.
The greatest football team.
That kills the momentum.
Man, dude, it's so funny.
It does feel like you need to kind of let the dust settle before you fire off the fight song.
Like maybe wait till the kickoff's about to happen or
didn't
something.
Didn't even feel like Tyreek Hill had crossed the plane there before
they started. I didn't think he had crossed it yet. All of a sudden they're firing it up.
A little overzealous
football
there.
Team.
Hey, everybody's in, you know, still preseason form here.
I've never heard that song.
It's so bad. It's
we're fighting.
Funny.
We're
it's
playing cool. football.
Team the Rams
scored a touchdown.
It's like running out of Bedknobs and Broomsticks in the 70s.
Fight.
T-Pain did a remix to it some years ago. We should. I'm surprised they don't play the new age version.
They
with T-Pain, who did a rendition of that. Okay, let's get to New Orleans. Derek Carr, man, are you kidding me? I feel like this guy is probably somebody that no one's ever heard before. For many. Rashid Shaheed found pay dirt within 5 seconds of the game starting.
Out of a shotgun is Carr. Panthers bring four. Carr stands, now fires it deep. Middle of the field. Rashid Shaheed. See you later, bye. Touchdown, New Orleans. Rashid Shaheed. Middle of the field. Post pattern. 64 yards. And a perfect pass from Carr as he gets it out past J.C. Horn to Rashid Shaheed. That's how you start.
See you later, bye.
Yeah, that was the first touchdown of an NFL Sunday. He's very boomer bust. I mean, you're going to watch him. Mm. This dude is like 20 to 30 yards a catch. Otherwise, he's not doing much for you. Yeah, but he's a deep threat, no doubt about it. All right, let's go to Minnesota where the Vikings were beating up on the little Giants. Sam Darnold with a TD for the Vikes.
First and 10 for the Vikings from the Giants 21. Darnold shotgun puts Justin Jefferson in halo motion to the right. JJ started in the backfield. Darnold is going to throw to the end zone. Man wide open, caught. Touchdown, Vikings! Jalen Naylor with his second career touchdown. Sam has thrown two today, and the Vikings lead 20-3.
Didn't he sound shocked? The Vikings lead 20-3.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening?
Is he new?
Sam Darnold looks competent.
No, that's the same guy.
That's Paul...
Paul Allen?
Paul Allen?
Paul Allen?
Yeah.
No way!
Sounded younger.
No, Paul Allen? Same,
it's our guy.
That can't be... I was wondering if that was
first
a new...
First and 10 for the Vikings from the Giants 21. Darnold shotgun puts Justin Jefferson in halo motion to the right. JJ started in the backfield. Darnold is going to throw to the end zone. Man wide open, caught. Touchdown, Vikings!
Yeah. Same dude. Adrian is loose.
All right.
Man, it does not sound
like
him.
But he did sound shocked.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, we were all shocked when Sam Darnold looked not only competent, but he started like, what, 12 of 12 or something?
He's
throwing darts everywhere.
He did.
That's what happens when you get to play the Giants.
Currently the guy.
Only thing better than playing the Giants oftentimes is playing the Raiders, and that's what the Chargers had the opportunity to do in week one. It's the new era in Los Angeles. Here's Herbert to his favorite lad.
Dobbins checks back in on this third and six. In the right pocket of Herbert. Herbert to throw. And has him on the crosser. It's McConkey. Shuffle. Touchdown. Oh, lad. And he broke two sets of ankles on that touchdown grab.
Oh, laddie.
Wow, not one, but two.
Shuffle. That's my guy, Lad McConkey.
Matt Money Smith.
Great call there from Chargers Radio Network. All right, let's go to Nebraska, where they were hosting the Colorado Buffaloes big-time game. Is this the return of the Big Red? Not a good moment for Shador.
Shotgun look, Dowdell off to the right of Dillon. Tight formation to the left, one wide out right. Dillon claps the hands, gets the snap, gives it off to Dante, has another scene, 10-5, touchdown, Nebraska.
Wow.
That guy just goes all night.
Oh, my gosh.
All night. Well, Dante Dowdell, 12-yard touchdown run, all night.
All night.
All night.
I don't know what
it's
happened.
It's an 11 a.m. game, but all night.
I don't know what happened with that audio there. Things got a little bit crazy. I guess that's what happens when you have hundreds of thousands of people in your stadium.
Yeah, the entire state of Nebraska shows up in Lincoln for a game day.
Well, let's get up to the Pacific Northwest, where my survivor pick for week one, Seattle Seahawks and Geno Smith wearing the throwback unis. Move over, Kenneth Walker. We got to give it to the Charbonnet.
Here's Geno on a first down and 10, stepping up in the pocket, looks, thrown downfield, wide open, touchdown, Seahawks! Zach Charbonnet wheels out of the backfield, and nobody saw him except us. 30 yards for the touchdown, the Seahawks stretch their lead.
We're the only
ones.
Well,
we saw him.
Nobody saw him except us.
We see what others can't.
Football guys of the day, us, that's us. All right, let's go fire them cannon, shall we? Take it away, Tampa Bay.
White shifts into the backfield, dropping Baker, throws a sideline route. It is caught ball, Mike Evans with a guy draped all over him. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons, get him going.
Fire the cannons, get him going. Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
I love him so much, man.
God, he's the best.
He is.
He is an ultimate homer, though, that Gene. Is it Gene Deckerhorn?
Yeah, it's Gene Deckerhorn.
Yeah, I think it's Deckerhoff.
Deckerhoff, yeah.
Yeah, no horn.
Tomato, tomato.
He did. He was very homeristic with us.
Yeah, Gene is.
Sunday night football. We close things down in the city of Detroit, where it's a walk-off style bully ball in overtime. 1 yard touchdown.
Goff takes the snap, turns, gives to Montgomery, right side, red zone, touchdown, yes. Detroit Lions.
Yes.
This Game is over. Pack it up, boys. We're going home. An opening night victory for the Lions. They come from behind in the final minute and tie it. They take the ball in overtime and march 70 yards down the field and win it. Two teams will meet out in the middle of the field to say job well done. Job better done on this night by your Detroit Lions. 26-20, the final score.
I would say act like you've been there before, but they haven't often. You know,
no, might enjoy still be new. Enjoy it, Detroit.
We're going home, boys.
Dan Miller on that call.
Let's go.
Danny Mill. All right. Cheers to week one.
Great edition of TD Tuesday.
The motorboating has commenced.
Oh, it's so good. It's back.
Magic Johnson thought that was a game one overreaction. Here we go, guys. Coming up next, it is time for a college football super segment. Wolchuk, this is you. What do we have in store?
Lawsuits blaming Netflix and Venmo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Quest, that's next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com.
Can we take a little vote? We were just discussing on the... Me and Eric had the pre- and post-game show for the Steelers game. That's in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, it's the first weekend of October, I believe.
Okay, vote. Would you like to hear Wolchuk call in drunk from the stadium there?
Wolchuk's going to be going as a fan.
Yeah, he's going.
Cowboys fan.
He goes, hey, let's go to Zach in Pittsburgh.
Going behind enemy lines for real in Pittsburgh. Yeah, Wolchuk calling in.
Yeah, let's go.
Only if it's...
Vote if you'd like to hear him.
Behind enemy lines.
Yeah.
Especially if it's if it doesn't go the Cowboys' way,
yeah.
Wolchuk will give us an epic post game call,
like him Zach fighting people.
Especially if I'm
like
drinking.
He was like at the
if
like
you're
the,
drinking.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
It'd be like he was at the Rudder Room wanting to fight some dude. You know,
the worst was the tram at spring training airport.
The what?
The tram.
Tram.
Okay,
you're writing this thing.
I thought you were talking about Broadus in Vegas.
Lucius, come on.
Yeah, that little train thingy.
That got pretty vulgar.
You were cussing. You thought Jerry was saying Zeke was coming back.
Yeah, well, then
and
he
that
didn't
was going into 2023. Little did you know, he said next year.
Yeah, I mean, emotions just run high sometimes. All right, let's get to some college football, shall we? Shout out to Texas and Michigan. They averaged 9.35 million viewers on Fox. Both watched college football game.
9.35 mil?
Thus far, yeah. Under 10 million.
It's one of my favorite numbers.
Healthy number.
9.35.
Is that like, did I say that wrong?
9.35 million? I thought you were fine. Jared had a problem, but he's highly educated.
What should I have said? 9.35 million?
Yeah. 9.35, I think, is like the most optimal
way. Well, screw it. I said 35 instead of 3.5. Yeah.
Jared had a problem with it. Then again, he's watched highly educated.
My here.
Here you go, Jared. The mic's on.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't watch the damn game, Jared. What the hell?
Drop it.
I love you.
I didn't
you
have a problem with any of it.
You know that. Okay, 9.35. I'm sorry. Thank you for the correction. I do appreciate you.
Hey, you know he doesn't have a good sense of humor like that. Yeah. Look, he's looking around.
Nobody's scared.
He doesn't have his headphones on. No, people that are listening, stop, that's why I'm being able to talk.
Put his headphones on.
Hey, Jerry! Hey!
All right, Texas fans, get ready. Steve Sarkisian is using an old "Don't eat the cheese" Bill Parcells bit here.
Oh,
we got mouse traps in the lockers.
No, but Notre Dame is the guilty party. So Steve Sarkisian is using what just happened to Notre
Leprechauns,
Dame,
Lucky Charms boxes,
in their loss to Northern Illinois as emotional. Hey, don't let this happen to you against UTSA next week. Okay, you just saw what happened to the Fighting Irish. They went and beat Texas A&M on the road, and then what happened? They lose to Northern Illinois. So Sark makes a note of that during his pregame or his press conference, and they're currently 34.5-point favorites is Texas right now against the Roadrunners. He said
there was a time the Roadrunners were pretty good. What's going on?
Well, Jeff Traylor.
Did we lose all our players to transfer portal things?
They graduated, and I think the transfer portals hurt them. Yeah. But UTSA is a good program.
Yeah.
Now they struggled on offense. They're using two different quarterbacks right now. They graduated their former starter in Frank Harris.
Okay.
So they're trying to find a new one. But
that coach is pretty highly thought of.
Yeah, Jeff Traylor.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's probably going to end up getting a new
Texas
job somewhere. Maybe the Tech job. I mean, I hope to God Jerry Maguire stays around, but my UNT Mean Green might beat him this weekend.
Mm.
Sark said the worst opponents are the toughest opponents to play. They're the ones that are wounded and that are backed into a corner. UTSA has got a very talented team. They're really well coached. Coach Traylor's done a nice job there, and they're a little wounded coming out of last week, so we know we're going to get their best shot. We're going to get their best version.
Wait,
you think Texas is on upset alert here?
You know what? Can I tell a real quick story before I go to upset alert?
Yeah.
We were seventh ranked at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
It got beat by Miami of Ohio.
Oh, man.
Seventh ranked in the country. Got beat by Miami
of
Ohio.
Happens.
Bill Arnsberger, the head coach, walked in and says, gentlemen, you'll have to live with that game the rest of your life.
You living with it?
And that's it. Yeah, I do. I remember. I met a player from there. Wide receiver named Andy Schillinger, and on his MAC championship ring had the score of the LSU game.
He showed
me it to me. I'm like, I remember that well.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen to Texas for the Horn fans out there.
That's true.
That would definitely be a bummer.
I think we're going to see more of it, though, with the transferring.
I like what you're doing here.
And, you know,
a
program like Northern Illinois is like a George Mason college basketball program that goes on a Final Four run because they have continuity. Yeah. They have a brotherhood. You know, and they're going to stick
Illinois,
together.
Several Cowboys. Sam Hurd, I believe, Northern Illinois. Doug Free, Northern Illinois.
Doug Free.
So they've put out some NFL caliber talent there. Now, we talked about this Netflix show that they're going to do, Drive to Survive-esque, with the SEC.
Oh.
So last week, they were following around the Kentucky Wildcats.
That's a big L.
In Lexington. Yep. Mm. And they suffered an embarrassing loss to South Carolina, 31-6 at home. So now the fan base is blaming Netflix. They got to lash out on somebody.
Yeah.
They're lashing out on Netflix. Apparently, the Netflix crew followed members of the UK football team all week leading up to the game against South Carolina. No wonder they weren't ready to play. No wonder they weren't focused.
Mm.
What do you think about this? I mean, I think this is just, hey, I don't think Netflix has anything to do with this. Maybe it is a little bit of a distraction. I don't know. This could be Hard Knocks-esque.
I did not like being a part of that at all.
You've talked about that.
I know it was entertainment for everybody, but man, to live that and be a part of that, it's not fun. It really isn't.
Well, I believe game day now is going to be going to South Carolina.
Oh, LSU.
And they're going to be hosting LSU.
Yeah.
So South Carolina's a big winner in this, but Netflix getting some hate from the Kentucky fandom, and I think Will Chambers is really giving the bird to Netflix as well. I don't think he's even going to watch the show now. I think he's just boycotting it.
Oh, is he?
He doesn't even want to watch it.
Yeah.
Was Will had about eight drinks when he thought about that?
Man.
I'm telling you, I ain't going to watch that crap.
I think that's going to be an epic episode. In fact, we should make sure we pull all the audio from that episode and make sure Will's listening and then just replay it. Yeah. That would be great. Did you guys see how much money Miami spent to bring the U back to prominence?
On NIL money?
Gosh. Holy crap. It was like, isn't it like 15 or 20 million?
15 million.
Yeah.
You're spending roughly 15 million right now.
I asked a buddy of mine who's a director of football operations for one of the big time teams. I said, how much to be a top 10 team money wise a year? He goes between 18 and 23 million. So that's what you're going to have to spend. He says the top program right now is your Gavinger Oregon Ducks.
In spending.
Yeah, they're the spending giants here.
Well, they have just an open well of money thanks to the Nike guy.
But they see, yeah. My guy said right. If you have between 18 and 23 million, you could be a top 10 teams.
Spent most of his life saying, I don't want to throw so much money at this program. But now that he's getting into his 80s, he's like, man, I don't got more time. We got to go get this championship done. But, I look at a school like SMU. What are we waiting on?
They raised $100 million. Didn't they, Lucius?
$23 million.
Yeah. I think SMU, to get in the ACC, they're not getting any benefit of TV money or anything like that. They're having to actually play short that way. Their alums, I think, went over $100 million for the overall program. It. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, $23 million is not a ton of money if you think about the amount of money they're bringing.
Got to spend the right way, though. Yeah. Got to make sure you're not buying DJ. Whatever.
Matt
my guy.
Brown knows.
Yeah. How would you have to say his name?
DJ Ungalule.
That's a good one.
I tried.
I think you crushed it, honestly.
DJU.
I think you did.
There you go. DJU.
DJU.
That's the move. Yeah. SMU's making a switch though at quarterback. They're moving on. They got two local products, Preston Stone.
He's been a little rough.
He went to Parish Episcopal. Yeah, now Kevin Jennings, who's the quarterback from South Oak Cliff, won a state championship. Yeah. They're benching Stone. They're going with Kevin Jennings.
I've been following the ponies a little bit.
Yeah, SMU's a fun team. Now, both of them played in their loss against BYU.
Yeah.
And Preston Stone, high recruit. I mean, he was so much fun to watch in high school, but I guess it hasn't really been panning out.
It has not.
So now they're going to go with Kevin Jennings and – we'll see. I mean, Stone sat three times, faced a lot of pressure, and Jennings ended up coming out in the entirety of the second half. Now, he led five field goal drives, not like they were ending in touchdowns, but he definitely was a little bit better than Stone.
They had a chance, man. They should be 3-0. They had a chance to beat BYU.
Dude, that play at in the fourth quarter with that running back where he's trying to like pitch it back to his guy as he's being tackled, and it becomes a fumble, and it's recovered, and you're at like the 10-yard line. And you're getting ready to take the lead in the fourth quarter. That was as boneheady of a play as really you'll see, other than, of course, Will Levis and that ridiculous interception he threw.
Why?
Yeah, why? Just bring it back up. SMU on a bye. They'll take on TCU, and then Kevin Jennings will get the start there. We will wrap up the college football super seg with North Texas and Texas Tech, the game of the weekend. And yes, it is the game of the weekend.
Yeah, they should be in Lubbock for game day.
They should be with North Texas and Chandler Morris, the Mean Green, coming to town. Now, Eric Morris, who is the head coach of North Texas, is a Tech alum, was a slot receiver at Texas Tech, recruited by Mike Leach. He's been hopping on some North Texas fan shows, and he was talking about his interaction being recruited by the late, great Mike Leach.
He offered me in his office, and so he always did this car. He had two ways. He had this phone trick where he loved magic tricks, so he'd have this phone deal and they called it the wizard. And so he'd have some guy, I don't know, you'd call this number and the wizard would talk back to you, but it was always kind of the wizard knew who was in the office at that point, and they were kind of they were keyed in on what was about to happen. So the wizard talked to me and said something that I was a really good player and thought that the fortunes would be great if I did end up going to Texas Tech. And then Mike said, hey, I'm going to do a card trick. And then at the end of the card trick, he has the whole deck out. He does a whole elaborate trick. And then he said, okay, Eric, if this whole stack's all red cards and this whole stack's all black cards, then you have a scholarship here. And I was in there with my parents. It was on my official visit a couple weeks before signing day. And really, I thought they were going to, they thought they were going to get me to walk on for a long time. And then SMU started recruiting me hard late. Coach Bennett was there, was the head coach, and I was going to go on official the next week, and they were going to offer me a scholarship on the visit. And so, But they were all red, they were all black, and my mom and dad were in there. So a special moment for us, you know, and my, both of my parents being public educators, I mean, to get a free education was a huge deal for me. And then, you know, something, the opportunity was something that I ran with. I told Coach Leach, and when he left, he would not be disappointed in the decision he made.
Good for him, man.
Man, it's called the Wizard. And it's just a great.
Gotta love the bitch. Nonstop entertainment.
Always, yeah. You know, always.
Having beers with Mike Leach was an absolute blast.
Yeah, we miss him. We really, really, especially for these segments. I mean, the audio gold that he would give us every single week. We miss you. We had the Mike Leach Bowl last week with Washington State and Tech, and now his former player, Eric Morris, leading North Texas there into Lubbock. So it'll be a fun one on Saturday.
Right on. Thank you, Woolchuck. Little college football here for you on a Tuesday night in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers baseball coming up. They're back in Arizona for the first time since Game 5 of the World Bleeping Series. So that'll be fun. Pre-game's coming up at 8 o'clock. There will be a one-hour Get Right coming up from 7 to 8. I believe Chief and Blake. I'm sorry, it's not the Get Right anymore. It's After Dark, the Fan After Dark.
Fan After Dark, fan baby. After Dark. Yeah.
All right, I like it.
Are they taking their shirts off and stuff?
Maybe.
That was our bit.
Guaranteed.
No, they're doing the pants thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're dong balling for real.
Well, Blake just has some hubris.
Fair enough.
Well, that would do it. All right. So we'll get ready for that and more coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, thank you, Lucius. The Fan After Dark coming up from 7 to 8 here on 105.3 The Fan. It is officially replaced the Get Right.
Did we get the licensing? We're good? I can say it now? I've been holding back saying it.
You have to have licensing?
Apparently.
I don't know. I don't know. The fan techs had to tell me, you know, to be honest with you. So we'll have to ask them. Around the Bases here, brought to you by Uber Eats. Rocker debuting Thursday. Blake, do you know how to say his name, though? His first name?
Kumar. No? Is that wrong?
No, it's not Kumar.
It's not like Kumar. The movie. It's just Kumar.
Well,
like,
that's better Lamar. Than, I think the last one I was trying to say with Jared, I said our boy had a complete brain fart, forgot his name, and sat on the air for about 10 seconds, didn't say anything. Jared goes, who's our boy? And I was like, I do not remember this guy's name.
The tall guy who pitches.
I said it like 10 seconds
Been blowing
before.
Up in the minors.
Okay, Rock.
Tracy Rocker's son.
Also, Janko joined us at 4. That was a terrific interview. Said he wants to do a contract for the rest of his career with the Rangers because he loves Texas that much.
And his family, yeah. And
it was Reggie. That night that they had out there at the water park, him and Reggie got together, and now he just loves Texas.
Yeah. Well, we love him.
He's all Reggie.
I think he's joined us twice each of the last two seasons.
Yes.
And they've been amongst the best Rangers player interviews, award-winning, highly acclaimed on the fan text. But, yeah, that's a look at Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Blake, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, when I walked in, I got bullied by my co-host. So I'm just trying to push through that, work through that.
What happened?
How'd you get bullied?
I got co-hosted with Jared?
Jared, Brian, Chiafalo. No, Chief wasn't. Woolchuck. They're all snickering, making jokes at me.
No,
it's fine.
There wasn't bullying going on.
They were a bully guy. I want the fans to know
I was bullying him.
What did you guys do to my guy?
I was being bullied.
Yeah.
Were they making fun of your cutoff shirt or something? What were they doing?
So now you're adding on, Eric. They didn't say anything about that.
He just gave them fuel.
That's where I would have started, probably.
We were talking about the Giants game and maybe like Brian and I doing, you know, one of those feats of strength. Drive straight, go to LSU, Bama.
Meet Jared.
Drive back.
Yeah, after the game.
Do the Cowboy game. And they're playing the Giants the next day. And Blake was like, yeah, but I said, I think it's a home game, that one. You're like, yeah, I think the next one's in New York. And Jared just goes, well, they play twice.
Yeah.
Blake goes, oh.
I didn't know they were referring to both games, so I'm just I figured out today the Giants and Cowboys play twice, so appreciate
that. That's the crazy thing about divisional opponents.
What's coming up on the show, so I got a little bit of a ragtag. I got Chiafalo and I got Jared. So to start us off with Chief, we're going to go through the whole entire NFL, what stuff surprised us the most, whether that be a team, a player, and whatnot, kind of look back at week one before we move on to the next week. And then in the second part of the show at around 6:30-ish, we will be going through the Cowboys players that we think didn't get talked about enough, and then some ones that maybe a group that that needs to step it up in week two, a little week two bounce back.
Oh,
I love it. Looking forward to that. Now, are you aware in baseball that the teams will play each other like 2, 3, 4 times in a row before they move on to a new opponent?
It's not a one-off tonight.
They actually do this. Okay, it's like a series.
I want to say when it comes to the playoffs, though, they've been changing the rules. You know, you got best of one, best of threes. I think we should make everything a best of nine. Moving forward in all pro sports.
Best of nine?
Best of nine. I don't care if it's football, basketball,
Best of nine in football.
Best of nine. Holy hell, that season's going to take forever.
We'll just cut half the regular season to a best of nine in the playoffs. That's what we really want.
Pre and post game show, we'll clean up on the money, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, best of nine. Well, maybe not for the Cowboys.
I heard the
we're done pretty soon.
Yeah, we're done after the best.
Of, Cowboys might use a best of nine. That might work for them.
Yeah.
Hey, it's worth a shot, you know, the current format. Not exactly going their way. Speaking of the Cowboys, NFL Week 2 power rankings are out from ESPN. I heard it there in the tease from Sean and RJ. Been meaning to get to it throughout the day. Their preseason ranking was 11. How much would you move them up?
I thought they were would it be lower than that? I thought that some people were, I was seeing.
Some people had them lower. ESPN had them at 11.
Okay, ESPN had them 11. Yeah. I saw a 17. I saw, or maybe were.
I think you're right. Somebody had them like 16.
Ahead. Yeah, the Browns were ahead of them. They had quite a few teams.
I'll say they've moved up to like 8.
I was going
to
say 8 as well.
From 11?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 9.
Okay, 9, 8.
I'm gonna go 7.
7. Wow, that's bold, and that is correct.
Wow,
with the preseason ranking of 11, they're
7.
Do you have it up on your computer right now?
I know it's crazy, but I'm not all the way in on the week one power ranking, just all over the place because it's just there's like a million of them. You know, every time you turn around, somebody else has a power ranking, and you're like, I'm powering down.
You don't rank the power rankings.
Only the masterpiece can do that.
That's true.
Are you worried about all these things? You know, we all had this conversation about this metrics, that they're all different. Are we going to find a universal one, you know, with the metrics? You know, we were talking about like, oh, this team does this. Like the ESPN has their metrics and the net.
What's the best catch-all? Is it DVOA?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for...
Why are you looking at me like I'm weird? We were having this discussion.
No, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought you were like prepping for the next show in your brain over there.
No, I was just letting you finish. That's something that people like to do, is like let the other person finish saying what they want to say.
No, you had the deer in the headlights look like, what the...
Well, I was thinking through what you were saying. Like, there's a bunch of different entities that have their own metrics and their own formulas for things.
I know. Are we going to find a uniformed one?
Well, some of them are objective in the sense of like when we had the motion rate, who used it the most. That's right. That's an objective thing of who used it the most. And when I saw it had been the Saints, but then Monday Night Football happens and the Niners do what they do and things change. So I mean, I think Next Gen has it pretty awesome.
Okay.
But yeah, like DVOA, if you're looking at the best way to just do the all encompassing, try and see how good one team is compared to the next one, DVOA is probably the best way to go about that.
How do we feel about EPA?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of it. Yeah, I mean, and it also has its flaws as well, but looking what, you know, your EPA offensively and defensively gives you a pretty good gauge on where you compare to the rest of the league. So, and funny enough, after week one, who's the best team in the league based on the EPA stuff? You'd be looking at the Saints of New Orleans. Mm. The Buccaneers had the best offensive day, but the best offense and defense combined, you'd be looking at the Saints through week one.
Top three teams, you got the Chiefs, the Niners, the Lions. Would you make a case the Cowboys are better than Detroit based on what happened last December?
No. Not yet.
Can't do that yet.
Baltimore Ravens, the week three opponent coming in fourth. They dropped two spots. The Eagles at 5.
That's impressive what they did.
I think.
Get 9 hours on a plane, go beat a pretty darn good team. I would say they deserve where they're at.
Speaking of that pretty darn good team, Green Bay is down to 12.
Yeah.
Would you say the Cowboys are a better team than the Packers right now?
Lost their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have their quarterback. Yeah. I mean, I think the Packers, if they played 9 times, they'd win the series against the Eagles.
Correct. Even with Malik Willis at quarterback 9 times?
No, not with Malik. Just Jay Love. But they should have beaten the Eagles. They screwed themselves.
What about a 9-game series with the Cowboys?
Packers-Cowboys? I think the Cowboys would beat them.
Chief?
Oh, wow.
With healthy Jordan Love?
With Malik.
Yeah, no. With Jordan Love. Yeah, if they're playing with 6 on both sides, I think the Cowboys have a decent chance. And they'd probably end up losing only 5 games to 4.
There he is, Eric Chiafalo. Thanks to Zach Wolchuk, Lucius Alexander,
you
and Brian
do more
Broaddus.
Radio.
It's a 9-game
series. The Fan After Dark is coming up next with Blake, who will be joined by the Chief and, I believe, Jared Sandler. Is that right?
That is correct.
So, Jared's going to sprinkle dinkle in there.
Rangers pregame is coming up at 8 o'clock as they're in Arizona. Back tomorrow after the day game. Pregame starts at 2. We'll be on about 5:30. Run till 7 o'clock right here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compete. compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.